lassen.
Yes, as usual, we progress in the scrutiny of the internal work of man, which is the attitude to the Creator, how to come closer to Him, how to adhere to Him, to begin to feel, to understand, to grasp onto Him with all forces of this, of our spirit,
and
to adhere with all the forces of our spirit to the Creator. And here He gives us an additional means, which is very important. I would say the most important for beginners, how we need to respond, to react in certain moments in adhering, in coming nearer to the Creator. It says the Prophet writes, call upon Him when He is near. What is call you upon Him when He is near? Meaning that the Creator, He always controls us. And He always rules over us. And we need each time, and what is given to us, to respond correctly to what He's doing with us. Just like a mother who's taking care of the baby and awakens him and wants each time to reveal some reaction out of it, to make him happy, that he shall feel her, shall feel the world more. That's how the Creator awakens us. And we need to respond to that. And so the article explains to us how we need to see, to feel, to respond in each and every moment, that each moment, what we feel, all these moments come from the Creator. And we need to use each and every moment as much as possible to take advantage of it, in order to more and more and more to adhere in the Creator, in what He is awakening in us, the sensation of these moments. So let's read. And we'll find here the correct, nice, new, maybe, approach for us to coming closer to connection.
Shamati 241, call upon Him when He's near. Call upon Him when He is near. We must understand what when He is near means, since the whole earth is full of His glory. Thus, He's always near. So, what does when He is near mean?
Meaning that there are times that the Creator is farther, and sometimes He is closer. How can that be? From the Creator with respect to the created beings? Yes.
It would seem that there is a time when He is not near. Thing is, that states are always evaluated with respect to the attaining and feeling individual. If one does not feel his nearness, then nothing will come out of it, as everything is measured according to one's feeling. One person may feel the world is filled with abundance, and the other will not feel the goodness of the world, so he cannot say that there is a good world. Instead, he states as he feels that the world is filled with suffering.
Meaning, each and every one is in the perception of reality according to what they feel at the moment. And of course, this sensation comes to one from the Creator, because there is none else besides Him. And then it turns out, really, maybe one has for himself the world entirely good, and the other sees himself in a world that is entirely in suffering, or somewhere in the middle. So who is this dependent on? The Creator? They say He is the good that does good to the good and the evil. And they say He fills the whole world. So I guess it seems that it's all dependent on man, how he responds to how the Creator awakens him in each and every moment. And that's how it is with respect to all the people of this world. Also with respect to those who have the tendency to reveal the Creator, and also to those who are apathetic and don't understand and don't feel that they are in a world that the Creator fills it entirely at all.
And the prophet warns about that. Call upon him when he is near. He comes and says, know that the fact that you are calling on the Creator is because he is near. It means that now you have an opportunity. If you pay attention, you will feel that the Creator is near you. It is a sign of the Creator's nearness.
Meaning, if you feel that you have a certain connection with the Creator, then you need to know it's the Creator turning to you. Or it's not you who are the first to turn to Him, because typically that's how we think. I now have a desire for the Creator, and I want to come close. I turn to Him, I ask. I may have certain demands, complaints. Why the Creator is not bringing me closer? Why is He leaving me? And it's actually the other way around. He is coming closer to me. He is awakening in me those feelings and those reactions to make me turn to Him. And it seems to me that I'm the first. On that, it says, I'm the first and I'm the last. You just need to correctly decipher your states, but all the states, without exception, come from me. So the fact that a person awakens and he asks the Creator, and it doesn't matter with what problem, question, complaint, it's all a reaction to the Creator first turning to Him, to the person himself. The awakening comes always from the Creator. He's the source and the evidence. This is a sign of the Creator's nearness, desire to be near. And the person is typically full of complaints. Why am I not coming closer? Why am I not turning to Him? Whereas the Creator, he's not aware of the fact that it's the Creator who turned to him, and he's already awake.
The evidence of this is that we must know that man is not naturally qualified for dvekut with the Creator, since it is against man's nature. By creation, man has only a desire to receive, while dvekut is only to bestow. However, as the Creator calls upon man, it creates a second nature within him where he wants to revoke his own nature and adhere to him.
Meaning our entire desire to turn to the Creator, even with our complaints, and anything we may have, it all comes to us because the Creator has awakened in us those feelings, those pleas, and the fact that we turn to Him and it seems to us that we have awakened first. Of course, this is all at the expense of the Creator. It comes from Him, it clothes in our will to receive, and the Creator precisely, infinitely precise, in an infinitely precise way, He awakens us in each moment, in each turn, each discernment, each state we're in, so that we would gradually scrutinize one by one our nature compared to the Creator's nature.
Hence, one should know that his speaking words of Torah and prayer is only from the Creator. He should never think of saying that it is my power and the might of my hand, since it is the complete opposite of his might. This is similar to one who is lost in a dense forest and sees no way out of it to an inhabited place. So he remains despaired and thinks that he will never return to his home.
That's what's happening to us along the way. Many times we feel this way, that there's no future, there are no prospects. Nothing good can come out of this. We can't get to in order to bestow. We can't get to invest everything and bestow all without receiving anything in return. I'm willing to work on it, specifically in such cases, without seeing any future, and I don't demand any future. And I want it to be this way. I'm willing to remain even in that state for eternity. This is a point through which I could feel the Creator, because I have an opportunity to annul myself. But typically, we're not capable of it yet, and the Creator gradually brings us near to the correct state.
But when he sees a person from afar or hears a human voice, the desire and the craving to return to his origin will immediately awaken in him, and he will begin to shout and ask of someone to come and save him.
And then he awakens from his despair, his darkness, and typically through the help of the ten, even when the person does not feel like he's getting it from the environment, the Creator is always working on a person through the environment, and a person wakes up and he begins to ask, to cry out.
Likewise, one who has lost the good way and entered a bad place and has already accustomed himself to live among beasts, for the part of the will to receive, it will never occur to him that he should return to a place of reason of Kedusha. Yet, when he hears the voice calling him, he awakens to repent.
In other words, the Creator nevertheless awakens a person, although we're all in this forest where we've lost our way, we don't know, we can't come out of it by ourselves, and yet slowly, meaning gradually, one by one, the Creator awakens us and He extracts us from our egoistic desire, we're all. getting confused.
But this is the voice of the Creator and not his own voice.
Meaning when a person awakens and he wants to once again come reach spirituality and find out the essence of life, the purpose of life, and not remain on the animate degree as an animal, but rise above it a little bit. This doesn't come to him from himself. Where this is considered the voice of the Creator calling him.
But if he has not completed his actions on the path of correction, he cannot feel or believe that this is the voice of the Creator. And he thinks that it's his power and the might of his hand.
It's a problem. Until we complete our exertion, we do not feel that it is the Creator calling us. Sometimes we do feel it, but later it disappears, we forget about it. That is also a correction, this matter of forgetfulness. But nevertheless, this is how we are advancing towards the understanding that throughout our entire lives, the main thing for us is to be sensitive to what I'm hearing from the Creator. Each and every moment, there is the voice of the Creator that comes to me through the ten, each and every moment, and that I hear it by myself. And each time we need to be as alert as possible to this voice and never think that it is I who has awakened to the Creator, but it's certain the Creator has awakened towards me, because if he detected the correct moment in my state, among my states, where he can awaken me. And these moments, are not such that I can discern as better or worse. It can come to a person in a state where he's seemingly not worthy, seemingly distant from spirituality, and all of a sudden, a desire, a thought, an opportunity appears to him, and he thinks about spirituality and about the Creator. That's the meaning of suddenly hearing the voice of the Creator and calling on him.
This is what the prophet warns about, that one should overcome one's view and thought and believe with complete faith that it is the voice of the Creator.
It's not the person, but it's the Creator who awakened, and as a result, the person also awakens. We are called created beings. We are under the control of the upper force. The will to receive, the Creator created, and of course, controls it. And its force, the upper light, and through these two forces, like through two wires, he is running us, managing us. And we just need to learn that it's all coming from there's not besides him. And we need to learn how we can connect to this upper governance. Where as much as I can annul my ego that is disturbing me, preventing me from adhering to the Creator, both on the right and on the left, in anything he awakens in me, then in that I awaken my I, who seemingly does something here, and I annul towards the upper governance, and I begin my spiritual path from it.
Hence, when the Creator wishes to bring him out of the dense forest, he shows him a light from afar. And the person gathers and masters the remains of his strength to walk on the path that the light shows him in order to obtain it. But if he does not attribute the light to the Creator, and does not say that the Creator is calling him. The light disappears from him, and he remains standing in the forest.
Meaning we need to try throughout any state, whatever it may be, to feel that we are under the influence, the upper influence, and as good or as bad, as dark or as lit, everything is, meaning the feeling in the heart and the understanding in the brain, it doesn't matter. I need to try to always be under the control of the upper force, completely, as much as possible. That's a sign that I'm approaching the degree of Uba, the embryo, that I'm included in the Creator, and then I begin to grow in it, in Him, by annulling myself more and more towards His governance in my feeling and in my intellect.
Thus, thus he could have now shown his whole heart to the Creator to come and save him from the bad place, from the will to receive, and bring him to a place of reason called the place of the sons of Adam, people, as in Adame La'Elyon, I will be like the Most High, meaning the desire to bestow in Dvekut. Instead, he does not use this opportunity
that the Creator is calling on him
and remains once more as before.
If he cannot discern that, cannot notice that everything that comes to him I'll read it again. The article is short but extremely important. Again, the main thing in each and every moment, a person needs to catch himself that whatever his state is in his mind and his heart, it all comes to him from the Creator. Only. And now a person has to construct his correct reaction to what he's received from the Creator. In his brain, in his heart. Of course, whatever the Creator is giving is always for the sake of advancing a person. So a person will advance more and more, and a person needs to accordingly arrange himself. What he needs to change in his brain, in his heart, in his feeling and understanding, in order to cleave to there's nothing besides him, the good who does good, more and more. Even though he might feel in his brain, in his heart, confusions in his brain and unpleasant feelings in his heart.
Itafor.
Buongiorno, caro Rav. La domanda è questa. Come possiamo continuare il risveglio?
Question is this. How can we continue the awakening on the Creator's part in both the left and right lines?
Try to think that everything is for the good. That there's no bad, nothing bad as it's written, there's no, not a cruel person in the king's palace, and we're all inside the upper force. There are no other forces, but there's none besides him. And if I annul myself toward the Creator, and I say that it's only him who is working, then whatever I may feel, I'm always looking only for how to annul myself, how to be an embryo. And by that, I'm bringing myself closer to spirituality. And later, after the degree of annulment, we'll need to annul ourselves even more and more and more in order to be small. And then grow bigger, older, more and more until we reach equal degree with the Creator. And it's all through annulment, meaning the degree of the embryo where we annul ourselves. This is the first degree along the path, which later simply grows more and more in our understanding, in our feeling, in our participation, in how we raise man. But it all starts from the point we just discussed, that everything that happens to us comes from Him. And we need to react, respond correctly to it. That everything that He does so we would now feel the correct conditions for annulling ourselves in order to adhere to Him.
Rav, posso continuare?
Yes.
Okay, io.
Can I continue?
Anche nella vita materiale devo annullarmi, giusto? Però continuo.
In the corporeal life too, I have to make concessions, right? But I continue to behave according to the rules of this world. But internally, I know it all comes from the Creator, and I have to keep nullifying myself. Yeah.
Yes. Until you begin to feel that even in everything you see in this world, it's the work of the Creator, and you see no place vacant of Him. Okay.
USA Norwest.
Thank you, Rav. The question is, how is his nearing felt in the will to receive before calling on Him in a desperate prayer? And what is his response to our cry in such a state?
There are many modes to that. I can't even answer it. How is our nearing? Our nearing could be by agreeing with Him and wanting to be in adhesion in each and every state that comes to us from Him and only from Him. And that's how we need to react and to arrange ourselves. That's it.
Thank you, Rav. My question is if everything comes from the Creator, how can I nullify if I'm smashed between these two forces, the ego and the Creator? Like, what am I? What questions are mine to ask of the Creator?
You need to try with all your might to annul toward the Creator's turning to you when He gives you a state in your mind and your heart, and you wish to annul to Him throughout this state, to annul towards His dominion. And the result from that is that you need to feel that you are dwelling in Him, you are present in Him, and that begins to come close to the feeling of an embryo in his mother's womb. And that's how we approach Him until we discover this state realistically.
How to discern the calling of the Creator.
What you are feeling throughout your entire life in this moment comes to you from the Creator. Now the question is, how do you respond to it, to react to it in order to enter the correct form of connection with Him? That's the question. And that's our entire work. That's why we are called Kabbalists. We wish to feel the world as coming to us from the Creator, and we receive Him. We receive Him in this way. That's it. So try to ascribe or assign everything you feel to the Creator. And then think how you need to react to it.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот с одной стороны Творец, как мы читали, призывает нас, с другой стороны мы организуем...
Dear Rav, on the one hand, the Creator is calling us, as we heard. On the other hand, we gather in the tens and turn to Him on our part. At what stage, how do we meet with the Creator?
When I am now towards the ten, actually annulling towards the Creator, in effect, although I am not aware of it. So it turns out that that's how I'm getting closer to Him, very simply. This is the means. This is the means. Hearing from the tents here and there that they don't gather much. If they do, then a portion of the ten does and a portion doesn't. Maybe out of 10 friends, 4 come to connect between them, come to a gathering or something, a meeting. We don't understand. It's precisely where our will to receive resists. It's exactly there that we could perhaps do the most accurate spiritual work.
Our complaints are always conflicting, resisting, but it's also the Creator's action. Are we still moving towards Him, and how do we meet with Him?
If you overcome the obstacles on the way to connection, and the Creator is revealed inside in the connection that He established, since He brought you to the good faith and the good fortune, and He said, take it, and you need to connect in the ten and try to build in it that point of connection where in it, and only in it, you feel that center, that place of connection between all the friends, all the hearts, and inside those hearts you will feel the Creator. There's no chance of revealing Him any other way.
One question. His initial address to us, does it always remain? Does it change?
How can it change? If you would be in place of the Creator, how could it be that you are starting any thought or any desire? You're a created being, you're a result, you're an outcome. You can't have something completely of your own. Rather, what's actually yours is the ability to correctly respond to what you're receiving from Him. The Creator is always the first. That's how it's written. He's always also the last, meaning He is bringing you to the correct form, the correct reaction in the end. This is the end.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Вот что правильно реагировать на все приходящее от Творца.
Hello, Rav. In order to respond correctly to everything coming from the Creator, regardless of how we feel it, is it in our power to do, or we need to ask for that too?
This is the force of the ten. It can only be as a result of the force of the group, not from one person. If the group is entirely working on how anything that is happening to each person individually and to everyone together, that it's all coming from the good Creator, it's all for their benefit, then each one receives this force. It's called the force of Arvut. And in this way you advance correctly.
Barur. Carmiel.
Clear.
Thank you, Rav. There is a condition here in the third paragraph, that he says, if you pay attention, you notice the Creator is near you. What is this condition? What do we need to pay attention to? And what does it mean to feel the Creator is near to us?
That in each and every moment, the Creator is conversing with you, and He wants you to answer. That's it. This is the meaning of being near. And that He's always turning to you, always. And are you trying to always be in contact with Him? We remain as we are, lost, and we can die. But the moment we hear the voice of the Creator from within our life, as if we are in this dark forest, so being in the forest, when we hear the voice of the Creator, we feel that there's a place of salvation, there's a ray of light shining to us inside a world of darkness.
So can we say that only when we hear the Creator's voice there's a state of choice? Because the Creator does everything before that and also after that.
Before that there's a choice, and the choice is only through the group. When the Creator shines, it's no longer a choice. The choice is according to your effort to connect to the group. And there you hold on to the anchor, the compass, the direction, and you try to come out of the forest. And then in the group, when you are trying to look for the Creator, where is He? What does He want from us? In this way, you emerge from the forest.
But he warns us here that if you accept the awakening, you say that the Creator, then okay, but if you say it's yourself, then no.
Yeah.
So is there a choice here in the part that feels the awakening?
But we learned that a choice is only in a choice of the group. That in choosing the group, you are starting to approach the Creator, to look for Him, to hold on to Him. Alone, you cannot do it. Alone, it will not happen.
So the awakening that comes is an awakening for the connection in the ten?
The awakening comes to you so that you would begin to understand again and again that in the connection with the ten, you're advancing towards the Creator. How will you actually build an embryo, construct it, if you're not...
Rav, turns out from what we said that if I receive an awakening from above, it's like the Creator is taking away my choice. So there's room to understand I didn't make enough work of my own so He could awaken me.
In what do you think there's a choice, David?
That without any connection to the awakening from above, I work from below and try to achieve connection.
You work from below?
Yeah, I'm not waiting for an awakening from above.
So what are you reacting to if it's not coming from above?
I'm not responding, I'm not waiting.
Hold on. You're the created being, the creature. You only react to things. Otherwise, you're not even inanimate. If you're doing anything, it's always as a reaction. The upper light does the work, and you're the will to receive. The will to receive is dust, dirt.
So the response is really only for how the Creator brought me to the group and said, take it. If I respond to that, then I work on my own and I don't need more awakening than that.
You ask the Creator the reverse, You keep turning to Him and you keep asking Him to awaken you with finer and finer, more exalted discernment, because you understand that you are only a reaction to the influence of the Creator, that you are the created being and He is the Creator. He is always the first. Consequently, you're turning to Him and you ask Him to accompany you more and more. In our, as we turn to Him, we simply increase the pace of our development.
So, Rav, what is an awakening from below? How can we reach that?
This is awakening from below, when we agree with what the Creator is doing. Although this entire process runs contrary to our ego, nevertheless, we turn to Him and we ask Him to work more and more and more on us. And that's why a person is not capable of turning to the Creator with such a prayer, but only through the ten.
Awakening lights, because really I don't need a lot of quantity, right?
The upper light is constant. It is in absolute rest. And each and every one awakens it according to his desire, according to his direction, orientation, his willingness, readiness. And when we say a bigger light or a smaller light, it all depends on the desire of the vessel. So here it only speaks of a person, how much he can awaken, how much he can awaken himself, and in this way to advance.
There's
importance here that the whole ten is reading it, and we read it all together?
Both. We need to read it alone. Let's say read the articles 3 to 5 times individually. Each one does it until he can see the text. He can scribble on it, add the question marks, connect with the text. It's very important. And then when you read it together a few times, slowly, and you begin to feel that it might be confusing to a person, but this is already a different kind of work. But this is how you're preparing yourself for the Creator to work on you through the ten. This is already a form that's closer to the Creator, although it might seem to you more distant, not so personal, but it is more spiritual. Let's try to read it by yourselves. And later try.
To do it, ask the Creator for strength, really force oneself to do it.
Let me tell you, I read the Shamati articles hundreds of times, not dozens of times, hundreds of times. And each time I take the article as is the original, and I begin to introduce different signs, commas, periods. I strike out some things. I want to connect with the text even in this way. And each time I see that I am highlighting new things, that I connect to the text in a new way. And I see that nevertheless there are changes. If I open an article, I don't see any contact with me, then I'm even happier. Because now, if I try to enter it, I will surely find something new in it. And if I see that I have nothing new, Either I'm not ready for the article. I'll simply read it the way I already know it by heart. It's not good.
Можно сказать, что если человек не прочитал статью несколько раз, которую мы проходим, то он серьезно никуда не продвигается.
Батуах.
We can say if a person didn't read it several times, then he's definitely not seeing the whole meaning of it.
With certainty. Look, the Shamati articles, Rabash didn't give them to anyone. But I saw over the years, as I was walking out with him, as I was driving for a couple of days in Tiberias or elsewhere, we had once every 2 weeks a custom to gather with our students and go somewhere and be there with, sleeping there and eating there and studying there and doing hikes there and so on and so forth. And I would see that this is what he's taking with him. This is what he's studying. He loved studying the Shamati, and also a part of the study of the Ten Sefirot, item 16, the last portion that we will soon learn together as well. But the main thing in the Shamati articles is that they correctly aim a person towards the upper force. Only by correctly connecting to the upper force, he can advance until he reaches adhesion. So how can it be that he cannot... I think it's correct. When I come to you to a lesson, it's a sign that I read the article yesterday. I read the article at least 3 times. I read today's article, maybe even more times, 4 or 5 times. And also this morning, when I got up, I read it twice. Because I have to come to you with a certain inner willingness. And in such a way that this article is prepared in me, is ready. Otherwise, how will I convey anything to you of what I need to do from the Creator? And anyone who's not doing it this way, I don't think he will be able to succeed. I don't think so. Even better, yesterday, let's say, we read an article, so it's good to read it with the group, and that's what I'm doing, that's what I'm also doing with my group. And also today, when we come to the lesson, before the lesson, we read this article in the group, each one reads an excerpt. In this way, we are preparing ourselves internally in the connection between the hearts and in renewing this matter itself. I'm asking you to treat what we're learning in the Shamati articles seriously. It's a true asset of how to connect to the Creator. Truly, it exists nowhere, and no one is getting this. I received it from the Rabash. Well, I was reading these articles when I was next to him. But when he was on his deathbed, he gave me the notebook and he said, "You take it." And then I understood that it's probably the end.
So
So we have to treat these articles extremely seriously. Two emotional questions. From Latin 13. It says, only if he did not complete his work on the path of correction, he cannot feel and think that it's the voice of the Creator, and he thinks that it is his power and the might of his hand. What does it mean that he did not complete his actions on the path of correction, Rav? It means he is not in the complete adhesion. And it turns out that he cannot ascribe to the Creator everything that's happening to him.
Next.
A question from Brazil 3. A person who does not pray, does not do any scrutinies, is it because the Creator is far? Rav, yes. And also because he's not doing everything that's required of him. He is not connecting with the Ten. He's not doing everything that's required of him through the study, and that's why he doesn't bring himself to the feeling, to the understanding of what's happening to him from the Creator. From Latin 21, before I came to Kabbalah, I felt distant from the Creator. Now I don't have that feeling, but I cannot ask the Creator. How can I turn to the Creator? If you would connect with the friends and you start asking for how to connect to the Creator, you'll understand that it is possible, that it is near. Start composing the correct prayer. Start looking for what the Creator is doing to you together. How does He care for you? Because all of you together in the group, you are like an embryo inside the Creator. So the more you connect, the more you'll feel the influence of the Creator. It's a simple thing. It all depends on the level of connection between you. A greater intensity of connection, and you'll feel the Creator is working on you. If you separate from one another, you'll feel the Creator is moving apart. That's how it's happening. This is a result of all the conditions that when you say that the Creator is behind every friend, the Creator is in the center of the Ten, and so on and so forth. In this way, through the connection between us, we come closer to Him. And there's no other way to discover Him, to reveal Him, only when we feel as close as possible between us. To such an extent that it cannot be that we are that we will feel ourselves not dependent on one another, but on the contrary, each day our mutual inner dependence has to grow. To such an extent that if I lose connection with a friend, by that I immediately feel that I'm falling from spirituality to corporeality. For me, spirituality is a feeling inside the Ten, or within the Ten, and corporeality is a feeling outside of the Ten. Very simple. Only in this way.
From PT 38 and Toronto 3, how to not miss an opportunity that the Creator calls upon the person?
This is also through the Ten, where we can increase, amplify our sensitivity to the Creator. This is done through the level of connection between us in the Ten, in the group. And then we need to connect between us in bestowing to one another to such an extent that each one will hear the voice of the Creator through the Ten. We all belong to Malchut. In order to hear the Creator from Keter. We all need to be connected. So from the Keter, it will come down all the way to Malchut, to the extent we connect between us, and we wish to reach with our reaction from Malchut to Keter, 10 Sfirot of direct light, 10 Sfirot of reflected light, that clothe in one another. And in this way, we come to the voice of the Creator. Why is it called the voice of the Creator and not just, meaning, why hearing and not sight? Because the main thing is Bina, hearing, to reach connection between us in order to bestow. This is the degree of Bina.
Question from Kiev 3. Do we in the 10 somehow direct the Creator's calling towards each other, or it's an external force that works by itself?
I know there's no such thing as an external force. The Creator is inside of us. It's simply not felt. And through the growing connection between us, we need to try and feel Him inside of us. He's not outside of us. He's not somewhere far, near or far, as a result of the feeling in the heart. But He's inside of us. We learn about this from the article, the Arvut, from arranging the ten, from placing His hand on the good fortune to say, take it. Forces in order to connect to the ten and turn to the Creator.
From PT 38, will there always be inner resistance before the Creator starts controlling?
Yeah, we'll always have an internal resistance because we're all in the will to receive, and it'll be more difficult and even more and more difficult, both to connect and to turn to the Creator. But this is already, this is the matter of the ladder of degrees.
How will a person not deceive himself in terms of under what control he is?
He checks that in the group. If he can connect to the friends in the group, it's a sign that he is on the right path, on the correct path. And there are those, among them, who don't feel those things, didn't feel those things, and after a few years, they started to understand. That's how thick and egoistic our will to receive. So that until we reach such a state where we come to a state where we understand that the connection is the only correct action, it takes a long time.
Question from Moscow 18. How self-annulment in the 10 helps bring the Creator closer?
To the extent the person annuls himself to the 10, he annuls himself to the Creator. This is a direct proportional relationship.
Question from Rehovot 5. It says in the article, one collects and gathers all of his remains of his strength in order to attain the light. If a person recruits all the strength he has left, later he sees that it doesn't look like it was his own strength, actually.
So what? Of course it's not our strength. It's not our forces. It's not our actions. We have no actions. We have no power or anything. Even our thoughts are not ours. We simply want it to happen. But in as active a manner as possible, everything within the might of your hand, you should do, and then you'll see how much it works. But we have to do it. Although everything is done by the Creator, but I nevertheless have to do what I think is up to me. And you ascribe all of it to the Creator in the end.
Question from Moscow 18 and 8. How does the Creator want me to answer Him? What does that mean?
To answer the Creator means that I aim myself and the 10 at him. We want to be in adhesion between us and with him.
From Moscow 6, I just heard that we have to be an embryo when I'm not connected. On the other hand, is the main part of being an embryo to be an annulment in connection with the others. So what role does the annulment serve in building the state of the embryo?
An embryo means annulment, period, both toward the 10 and towards the Creator, which ultimately is one and the same. So the more we try to annul ourselves toward the 10 and toward the Creator, this advances us towards the entrance to spirituality.
So, Shamati, 241, call upon him when he is near. Call upon him when he is near. That is what Isaiah, the prophet, says. We must understand what when he is near, meaning while being near, means since the whole earth is full of his glory, thus he's always near. He fills the whole of reality. It's only us that can't feel it. So what is it? So what is when he is near? What does it mean? It would seem that there is a time when he's not near. Sometimes he's this way, sometimes he's not for man. The thing is that the states are always evaluated with respect to the attaining and feeling individual. If one does not feel his nearness, then nothing will come out of it, as everything is measured according to one's feeling. One person may feel the world as filled with abundance, and that the Creator is filling the whole of reality, and the other will not feel the goodness of the world, as if the Creator is not in the world at all. So he cannot say that there is a good world. Instead, he states as he feels that the world is filled with suffering. And the prophet warns about that. Call you upon him when he is near. He comes and says, know that the fact that you are calling on the Creator is because he is near. It means that now you have an opportunity. If you pay attention, you will feel that the Creator is near you. It is a sign of the Creator's nearness. The evidence of this is that we must know that man is not naturally qualified for dvikut, adhesion with the Creator, since it is against man's nature. We're opposite of that nature. By creation, man has only a desire to receive, while dvikut, adhesion, is only to bestow. However, as the Creator calls upon man, it creates a second nature within him, where he wants to revoke his own nature and adhere to him, to the Creator. Hence, one should know that his speaking words of Torah and prayer is only from the Creator. Only from the Creator. He should never think of saying that it is my power and my might of my hand. My power and the might of my hand, since it is the complete opposite of his might. This is similar to one who is, this means, Rav says, this Rav says that if some pressure comes to a person to come closer, it comes from the Creator. Reading again. This is similar to one who is lost in a dense forest and sees no way out of it to an inhabited place. So he remains despaired and thinks that he will never return to his home, completely lost in this forest, in our life. But when he sees a person from afar or hears a human voice, the desire and craving to return to his origin will immediately awaken in him, and he will begin to shout and ask of someone to come and save him. Likewise, one who has lost the good way and entered a bad place and has already accustomed himself to live among beasts for the part of the will to receive, it will never occur to him that he should return to a place of reason, of kedusha, holiness. If a person falls, it has to be an additional force acting upon him, bringing him out. Yet when he hears the voice calling him, he awakens to repent. And usually what we think is that it's us on our own. But this is the voice of the Creator, not his own voice. His voice, but if he has not completed his actions on the path of correction, meaning he had done enough quality and quantity of exertion, he cannot feel or believe that this is the voice of the Creator, and he thinks that it is his power and the might of his hand. This is what the Prophet warns about, that one should overcome one's view and thought and believe with complete faith that it is the voice of the Creator. And this is why we have to support each other in the group with all our means, so that a person will be more and more confident and assured and feeling that any awakening he gets is only from the Creator. Reading again. Hence, when the Creator wishes to bring him out of the dense forest, darkness, he shows him a light from afar, and the person gathers and musters the remains of his strength to walk on the path that the light shows him in order to obtain it. But if he does not attribute the light to the Creator and does not say that the Creator is calling him, the light disappears from him and he remains standing in the forest. Meaning, all there is one option: to remain on the path. It's every time to remain with whatever I have, I got from the Creator. And then we will certainly fall to a darker forest and we will merit discovering the Creator in a clearer way. Reading again, thus, he could have now shown his whole heart to the Creator to come and save him from the bad place, from the will to receive, and bring him to a place of reason, called the place of the sons of Adam, the place of people, as in Adam Elyon, I will be like the Most High, meaning the desire to bestow, in adhesion, dvikut. Instead, he does not use this opportunity and remains once more as before in this dark forest.
Спасибо, Рав. В соответствии к этой статье,
что мы
читаем, вот это внутренняя молитва, которую мы вместе пытаемся
создать. Это
возрождение свыше или это результат наших усилий?
This inner prayer we're trying to build, is that from above or a result of our efforts as a group?
I can't really answer that because it doesn't depend only on 1/10, moreover on one person. Rather, we are in a process where the upper providence, the Creator's relation in general to all of humanity, to all the souls, he is performing the actions. And we are part of it. That's why, in the meantime, we can't exactly talk about, we only learn in a partial way, where we can add, where we can make it more efficient, where we can enhance the development, nothing more. Let's come to some of the first degrees on the path, when we feel ourselves in the ibur, in the conception, impregnation, and we'll have the mind and emotion of the embryo that are in adhesion to a certain extent and can develop our connection with the Creator somehow. The Creator is revealed in the connection between us. Come and see, right? It's not revealed outside of the created beings. So let's first come to that. That's the main thing. For us, it speaks about the correction of the...
How not to fall into a fantasy that we're coming closer to the Creator?
Measure. Are we coming closer or not? That's all by the extent that we connect between us. And we hear, maybe together already, the voice of the Creator turning to us. Are we capable of being together already? Meaning we're in one boat, we're rising and descending on the waves. Are we this way already? Or not yet? Each one is still on his own.
Thank you, Rav, for the opportunity to ask again. How can we know if we should respond with resistance to what the Creator is awakening us, or the opposite? How can we know it?
Search for such states. It all depends on our sensitivity. Either we discover negative or positive relation from the Creator to us, coming closer or further away. But for us to feel that we are the result of His address or His relation, there is no place that He's not taking care of us, either coming closer or increasing the distance. It's truly so that all the time, and that's why we always have to be in connection with Him and to locate this dynamics. What way is it going to? Coming closer or growing further? By that, we develop ourselves. We'll discover our own sensitivity.
We're saying that we always need to awaken the friends to...
Are we saying something new here? Of course, that's what...
So that's the question. When do we respond differently except for just adding in connection? Is there another?
There is no other response except for adding connection and presenting this connection to the Creator. We have no other response. You need nothing more. That's the way to come closer to the final correction. You grow together until all the tens connect together, until all of us come to a state of we're all connected as one man in one heart, and that's the final correction. We have no other way.